More than 1.6 million voters in Wisconsin have already submitted absentee ballots, either by mailing their ballot back in or by voting in person during the early vote period that began last week. Some of the folks doing the early voting, or who are waiting until November 3rd to vote, are facing extra challenges because they have disabilities. However, they say it didn't have to be that difficult. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
In the entranceway to the Midtown polling place on Milwaukee's north side, longtime friends Alice Rodrian and Danita Jackson are about to start a brief journey in democracy.
Here we go.
Okay.
Rodrian can see, but Jackson has been blind since age 16. Rodrian guides her friend to the check-in table, where after about a 10-minute wait, Jackson is given a ballot and a cleaned pair of headphones to use a special voting machine that reads the ballot for her. A few minutes later, Jackson says she didn't join this year's wave of people doing their absentee voting by mail because those ballots are on paper.
And you have to fill them out by hand. And there are no absentee ballots available in Wisconsin that are accessible for the blind or visually impaired.
So Jackson and Rodrian went to Midtown, even though Jackson says she's worried about contracting the coronavirus in a public place.
I would have liked to have had the option to stay at home and not risk my friends and my life out here getting my vote in.
Jackson says she's aware that several other states have absentee ballots that the blind are able to access at home and send in via computer. Jackson believes an electronic absentee ballot that complies with the ADA, or Americans with Disabilities Act, would be cheaper than a paper one and not need mailing. She says she also believes some politicians don't want people with disabilities to vote.
But I guess I definitely think it's voter suppression. Among all the other tricks they're playing, this is one of them, you know.
People with other physical limitations are also going the extra mile to vote. A car gently scrapes against the curb on the south side of Kenwood Boulevard, across from the UW-Milwaukee Student Union. Sitting on the passenger side of the front seat is River West resident Shireen Cabral, who had polio as a child. The retired lawyer uses a walker. A friend has driven her to this curbside early voting location because Cabral says she's worried about getting her absentee ballot accepted.
Already, they're disqualifying some of these absentee ballots. And who knows?
Over the years, Cabral says she's encountered heavy doors when going in to vote or parking spaces a long ways from the door. Others say they still encounter stair steps. Cabral says for people with disabilities, voting can be far from smooth.
We've been advocating for more accessible voting for years and years and years. And they get one thing right and 10 things wrong.
Even at UW-Milwaukee, Cabral's friend had to walk inside the building to get a poll worker to come out and help with the early absentee ballot. Barbara Beckert directs the Milwaukee Office of Disability Rights Wisconsin and coordinates the Disability Vote Coalition. She says with COVID-19, there's an unprecedented number of barriers to voting, including in locations like nursing homes and group homes, where communities can't send in special voting deputies to help with absentee ballots. Beckert says her group has been training care home workers over the internet to try to do the job.
But we still know that many people are not getting the assistance they need to vote. In one case, we heard from someone who lived in a group home who was told that if he left to vote, that he would not be able to come back.
Due to COVID-19 concerns, Beckert says national estimates are that 23% of the electorate have some sort of disability, though she says not all of those folks view themselves as limited. She hopes next year the Wisconsin legislature will improve voting access. For November 3rd, though, Megan Wolf of the Wisconsin Elections Commission is offering potentially faster resolving of problems.
We actually have a new way to contact us specifically about accessibility concerns on our website so that we can help voters and clerks and poll workers work through those in real time if somebody is having an issue at the polling place.
Disability Rights Wisconsin says it'll also maintain its voter hotline to elevate any access concern. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.